KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Scientists have known for years that greenhouse gases are altering the chemical makeup of our oceans. More and more carbon dioxide is dissolving into salt water, creating carbonic acid that changes the ocean's pH or acid-alkaline balance. And it's hitting harder in Alaska.
We really have a very unique environment that's preconditioned to already be sensitive to ocean acidification.
That's Jeremy Mathis, who directs the University of Alaska Fairbanks Ocean Acidification Research Center. He's also an oceanographer with NOAA's Pacific Marine Environmental Lab in Seattle.
Then as more and more carbon dioxide is added into that environment, it pushes past a threshold where the waters can actually become corrosive.
While northern waters are of particular risk, scientists are trying to get a better handle on timing and location. That's why Mathis is researching changes in the waters of Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve.
Well, glacier runoff, glacier meltwater, has very low carbonate minerals, these minerals that the organisms are using to build their shells. And so if you dilute the surface water, if you melt a whole bunch of glaciers, all that water flows off the land and into the ocean.
The bay in northern southeast was chosen because it's a productive marine environment undergoing rapid change. The three-year project has two more years to go. Mathis says what's found in Glacier Bay will apply to other glaciated coastal areas. Research has already shown how rapid melting and warming waters are changing the Arctic. Corrosive acidic water can hurt shellfish the most. The degree of damage depends on the species, how it develops, and how deep it lives. Mathis says there's no evidence yet that ocean acidification hurts development of fish or marine mammal skeletons, but laboratory experiments show corrosive water changes salmon behavior, including feeding. It also affects the food chain fish depend on. Alaska health officials are reporting a sharp increase this year of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, as well as a recent spike in influenza cases. Officials say more than 200 cases of pertussis have been reported in Alaska this year. That's significantly up from the yearly average of 42 from 2009 to 2011. The state has confirmed 91 cases of flu in the past 4 weeks. Of those, the majority have come from Anchorage, the Mat-Su Valley, and the interior. A tugboat stuck on rocks near St. Michael since October has not been removed yet and may not be for some time. John Abel is an environmental program specialist with the Department of Environmental Conservation. He says removal is dependent upon ice development and explains the tugboat is out in unprotected waters.
This particular time frame, it hasn't been removed and it may not be effectively moved until after ice season.
Abel says the tugboat's owner, Lee Hendren, has been working on a salvage plan to remove the Captain Hendren from Alaskan waters.
The responsible party hired Global Salvage to look over the lightering of the petroleum products that were on board that vessel.
He says the Coast Guard sent two pollution responders in late October to the community of St. Michael. 500 to 550 gallons of fuel were anticipated to be on the ship, but only 460 gallons were taken off. He adds that Hendren intended to give the fuel to St. Michael for recycling. Abel says the DEC has not received a salvage plan yet, but case management will remain open until the Captain Hendren has officially been removed. Kaatiluta is taking place this Saturday in Nome, an event created to celebrate Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month. Bering Straits Foundation's Executive Vice President, Mariah Salafi, is the main organizer of Kaatiluta. She says the idea for the event came to her last year.
It was probably in October of last year. I knew Native American Heritage Month was coming up, and I was like, well, what's going on in Nome? You know, what's happening here in Nome? And I was looking at all these events that were happening in Anchorage, but there were no events for the community of Nome to celebrate Alaska Native Heritage Month.
So it all starts this Saturday at 4 o'clock with a community walk. With most celebrations, there will be food. As with most celebrations, there will be food. A potluck will begin at about 5 o'clock at the Nome Rec Center with reindeer soup, salmon, halibut, and more. Also at Kaatiluta, a time to simply celebrate the area's diverse Native cultures, there will be games, King Island dancing, and also dancing from the high school culture dance group. and also a door prize drawing specifically for the elders.
And we want to make sure that none of our elders leave the event empty-handed.
Salafi says the name for the event came when the 9 people organizing agreed on celebrating and recognizing the diverse Native cultures in Nome.
Our Native community is really, really unique. We're very diverse. We come from all over the Bering Strait region, and we represent just an amazing group of cultures. That's really what this event is about. It's just all of us coming together, you know, and that's what Katulita means. It means all of us together, united.
Event organizers are still in need of volunteers of all kinds, from cooking a pot of soup or baking some fish to setting up chairs at the Nome Rec Center. If you'd like to help with Katulita, call Mariah Salafi at 443-4305. If you're an elder and you're in need of a ride on Saturday, call 434-1546. Rides will begin at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. To hear more about Katulita and all that's going on to celebrate Native culture in Nome, listen to Profiles after this newscast and the weather, also the 6 p.m. weather. The price of gold in New York is up $1.80 an ounce to $1,730.90. An ounce of silver up 11 cents to $33.40. And a pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 9:03 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 12 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.